As I was putting this sermon together, I always had to look for illustrations, but the topic of the sermon makes the illustrations very easy for me to find.
当我在准备这个讲道的时候，我要找一些这个材料来看可以怎么样解释。但是今天的主题反而可以是挺容易让我找到的。Because
this passage deals with the idea of contentment, love of money, wealth, and eternal treasures.
因为今天我们要讲到的这个主题是关于满足，还有就是爱，就是爱情的这一个方面，还有就是关于我们永恒的这个保障。
So these things are never far from our minds in the 21st century.
像这样子的东西，在我们这21世纪来说的话，并不是一个很遥远的一个。
For the last few months, Tiff and I have been debating very passionately about how to finish our basement.
就像最近我和Tiff就在讨论关于我们怎么样去装，就是我们这个basement的这个装修，就是我这地下室的这个装修。
We're trying to figure out how we want it finished, what kind of rooms we want, what kind of finishings we want.
我们想要就是看怎么样能够要什么样的房间。 能够有什么样的这个装饰，怎么样的装潢？
Over the last few years, we got estimates that vary about 4x to finish the project.
过去几年，我们都有拿不同的这个笔记，大概是可能需要4万块钱。
So when we find set out what we want,
那我们就也去找了我们要怎么样的一个结构。
And to get the money out to make to have the con so the contracting start working.
那我们也就有筹过这笔钱以后，那个装修商也就开始了这装修。
But then getting money out requires all sorts of headaches.
那当我们拿钱出来的时候，也就有很多这个头痛的事。
Should I sell stocks? Should I take money from this account and move it to this account?
那我们应该怎么样把钱拿出来呢？放进这个户头还是放进？
How would this affect your taxes?
会怎么样来影响我的？How
does it affect or other things like healthcare and stuff which are tied to your taxes? Everything's a mess.
那可能也会影响我们的这医疗的这一个费用啊，然后就有很多这个头痛的事情。
The point is, we think about money all the time in this world. We think about money all the time.
所以今天我们的问题是我们每一天都在想钱的这个问题。
And this is true for everyone here.
然后这对大家来说都是一个很真实的一件事。
And the passage today talks about this.
我们今天的这个讲题就会讲到这里。
Right, people who want to be rich.
就我们有人就想要能够致富的。
People who are rich.
然后也有人是已经很富有的。
People who are godly.
然后也有一些人是很属神的。
People who are godly and called to ministry.
然后也有很属灵的人被呼召。
We all struggle with money.
我们每一天都有在，这一些人都每一天都在为这个钱。
And today's passage helps us think how we ought to think about money.
然后今天我们来讲的这一个经文，就讲我们要怎么样在这个钱的事情上来思想。
So let's jump to 1 Timothy 6:6.
不知道你去prepare，你有准备吗？
什么？
He
didn't know.
Okay.
It's up to you. Okay. So jump to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6.
那我们今天一起来翻提摩太前书第六章第六节。
But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
完了，进前加上知足的心便是大力了，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去，只要有一有时就当知足。
Up to this point, Paul has been warning Timothy about false teachers who use religion to make gains or money, to make money, financial gains.
到这个经文的这一点，基本上是保罗在提醒这提摩太，跟他说，就因为在教会里面有一些就是。
And that happens all around the world. There are false teachers all around the world who preach, who use religion to make money.
然后这些假教师在来到教会，在这世界上有很多，他们来做这一些的目的都是为了钱。
It's here in America, it's in China, but it's very popular in Africa.
在美国也有，在中国也有，然后到处都有，甚至也在非洲这个地方也很活跃。
And throughout history, even if you look at the Catholic Church, they have used religion for money.
那我们再看历史上来说，我们也看到天主教也曾经一度的用这个宗教来获利。
But Paul says that's wrong, right? In the first five verses, up to verse five, he says, avoid those false teachers, be wary of them.
那从第一节到
teach against them.
保罗也一次的强调，就是要很小心这一些的假教师。
But now he turns in verse six and says, there is great gain with godliness and contentment. With God, there is great gain.
那反而在第六节的时候，保罗就鼓励说，然而敬虔加上知足心的人。
Right. Religion, godliness is not for financial gain, but there is great, ultimately true great gain.
因为在这个在这属灵上，还有我们的信仰上，我们并不是通过这一个能够得到这个钱财，但是反而就是在其他的方面我们能够获益。
So, what is contentment?
那什么是满足呢？
I don't think contentment simply means happiness.
在这里说知足，知足并不完全代表说是快乐。
It's debatable if money can buy happiness.
因为我们也一直在争论到底钱能不能够买这个快乐。
A study done by Princeton in 2010 showed this report.
在这个2010年的这个普林斯顿的这个调查里面有说到这一点。
The lower a person's annual income falls below the benchmark of $75,000, the unhappier he or she feels.
这里就有说到，就一个人的年收入如果是低于，或者是月低于75,000块美元以下这个基准，他就会越来越不开心。
But no matter how much more than $75,000 people make, they don't report any greater degree of happiness.
但是也有讲到。这个如果你是赚超过75,000块以上或者再更多的话，那个快乐的那个程度也并没有相对的提高。
And it keeps going. Lower income did not cause sadness itself, but made people feel more grounded down by the problems they already had.
因为低收入本身并不会基本上造成你沮丧的这个原因，但是反而就是让这些人在他们本来存在的这个问题上。
The study found, for example, that among divorced people, about 51% who made less than $1,000 a month reported feeling sad or stressed the previous day, while only 24% of those earning more than $3,000 a month reported similar feelings.
研究发现，在离婚的人当中，约有51%的他们月收入低于1,000元的这些人，他们在之前的就是在调查前一天都有感到悲伤或者压力，而每个月超过3,000元以上的人，只有24%有同样的感受。
Among people with asthma, 41% of lower earners reported feeling unhappy, compared with 22% of the wealthier group.
然后在哮喘患者中，低收入者就有41%的人就感到。不快，而富裕人中则有这个22%，然后有钱显然是有很明显的能够摆脱一些的这个困境。
Having money clearly takes a sting out of adversities.
然后这有钱的话是肯定可以就是帮助我们能够摆脱这个。
So money, wealth is useful, it's helpful, it could be good.
所以钱财富有。是肯定是有用的。
However, I think this is different than contentment.
但是我想这个和这个知足和满足是不一样。
I like how Eric Raymond, the author of Chasing Contentment, Trusting God in Discontented Age, defines this idea of contentment.
我很喜欢这一本书，就是关于这书的题目叫做追求知足，就是在信靠神，然后在这一个不满足的时代来信靠神。
Contentment is the inward gracious quiet spirit. that joyfully rests in God's providence.
满足就是那满有喜乐，安息在神的供应，内心充满感谢的。
When we think of Christian contentment, we're not speaking about what happens to us, but rather contentment is what we make of the situation, or inward appeal, or gracious, quiet, joyful, inward, gracious, quiet, joyful rest.
当我们讲到满足，并所以基督徒来说，并不是一个感觉上的东西，而是那个有，就是有在这里有那个灵命上，然后你有这个喜乐，然后就有。
Right.
Right.
Christian contentment stands with Paul to say this. I'm not saying this because I have any need, for I have learned to be content no matter what the circumstances.
那保罗就说关于基督徒的这个满足，并不是说我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
To be content means we're content in every circumstance.
那我当我们说知足就在每一件事每一个情形下。
Paul is writing this from prison.
那保罗在写这一句话的时候，他那时候在监狱。
And he knows what it's to be needy. He knows what it's to be plentiful. But to learn contentment means no matter what the situation is, inwardly he's content.
那保罗当然在那个时候他有一定的需要，但是他这里说到的时候，就是内心里面能够所发出来的一个满足。
We are content because we're content with God.
我们能够满足是要在从神的身上能够找到那个满足。
And with that contentment in God, then we can deal with the temptations we face with the love of money.
因为当我们从神那里能够找到知足的时候，我们才能够在对这个爱还有这个对这个钱财的这个贪心的钱财事情上，我们能够找到。
So let's go back to 1 Timothy chapter 6. We'll look at verses 9-10. These are probably more commonly known verses, or maybe more commonly misquoted verses in the book of 1 Timothy.
那我们再回到提摩太前书第六章，然后第十节，就是一个我们大家都很熟悉的一个经文。
We'll go back to verse 9. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
第九节，但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗。而许多无知有害的事业，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万物之恶，万物之根。有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
Paul is addressing people who desire to be rich.
保罗在这里是说到那一些很想要就是有很多钱，能够赚很多钱的。
Do you know anyone who doesn't desire to be rich?
你有认识有人不想成为富人的吗？
How many of you desire to be rich?
你们有谁当中是很想成为有钱的？
Right? Raise your hand, yeah. I think we'd be like, Paul speaking to us, right? He's not just speaking to people cheating to get rich, he's talking to people who desire to get rich.
那保罗是在这里是说，既然跟大家说，并不是只是说那一些想通过欺骗啊，还是什么样来致富的人，也包括就像我们任何一个人都想要有钱。
It's human nature to desire to be rich.
因为是我们人根本的这一个我们的天性，就是我们都希望能够有钱。
And he says, look, there's a temptation, there's a trap here.
但是保罗说到这里当中有。很多的这个诱惑，有很多这个网罗陷阱。
And the trap is the love of money.
然后那个陷阱就是，当你很爱钱这个钱的时候。
Now, we need to be careful, right? We say, oh, we all do this.
我们就要很小心嘛，因为当我们大家说哦，我们都这么做的时候。
It doesn't mean this is the right thing to do.
但也并不代表说我这一个是一个对的事情。
Okay. And in fact, I think it's a trap.
因为这个事实上它就是一个
right, a temptation and a trap
就是一个网络，就是一个诱惑。
And many foolish and harmful desires, people fall into it, into ruin, into destruction. If you think about the language he uses, he's not just saying, okay, this is dangerous. He's saying, look, it's a ruin, it's the destruction.
因为这像这里说到去，就说那些无知有害的私欲里，叫人存在败坏和灭亡中。
Some wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
因为甚至有人，他们因为这些引诱离了真道，而用许多的愁苦把自己都刺透了。
And I think we do this, and we not only do it, we train our children to do this, to fall into this trap.
因为当我们在做这些事的时候，我们也不只是当然我们的。
How many times do we tell our kids, if you're lazy, you don't study, you're going to end up flirting burgers at McDonald's for life?
Yeah, 那特别是我们到底说了多少次就是跟你小孩说你如果 不勤劳念书 不用功的话你就以后就是像那个在麦当劳打工的。
Right, we're threatening them that if they don't love money, they'll be poor.
那我们甚至威胁他我们说你如果
Right. When you go to college, be careful what major you choose. Choose one that can make money. And we do this with our examples, right? How we live our lives. We show them what money can buy.
A
bigger house, a new car, name brand clothing.
名牌的汽车，名牌的衣服。
Exotic vacations.
然后有这个很奢侈的这个假期。
In some ways, we're not careful. We're telling them, look how powerful this god of money is.
然后在很多情况下，我们都没有告诉他们。就是这个贪婪钱的这个问题的这个影响很多大。
We're telling them money can solve all your problems.
我们甚至告诉他们，就是钱能够解决你们。
No, I'm not saying tell your children to be lazy, tell them they don't have to study. That's not what I'm saying.
那我不是告诉你们，就是说要跟小朋友说算了，你也不用用功。
I think what we need to do is make sure we have a good understanding of money in our lives. What is the Christian worldview of money? And how can we convey the value of money without conveying the love of money? And not only to teach them, but to teach ourselves. So let's talk about money. In creation, God created man to rule over the earth. God gave the things of the world to us.For all good to be used by us.
神把这个世界上的这个东西都交给我们，就是为了我们的好处，然后都让我们能够。
He also put some rules on how we use the things of this world.
但神也有给我们很多的这个条例，说你要怎么样去用。
And ultimately, we're supposed to use these things for God's glory.
那我们用这些事情的时候，都是为了能够要。
To serve God with the things of this world.
是为了能够来侍奉神。
So if you put it on hierarchy, you can put God on top.
所以当你如果做一个金字塔的这个比例来说，神是在最上面。
We're here in the middle.
那我们就在这个三角形的这个中间。
And the things of the world are down here.
那世界上以后的这个事情都在下面。
And we are supposed to control and use the things of the world so that these things of the world serve us.
那我们基本上是我们要去掌管，要去使用这些神给我们的。
And then we, in turn, serve God with the things of this world.
那好，让我们能够通过这些资源的这些东西，我们能够。
The Bible talks about bringing the treasure of the earth to God, right? To worship.
那圣经我们就有说到，就是要把你的这个
The treasures or the goodness of the world, right? Bring in.
Right.
What do we bring to worship God?
神给我们的东西来侍奉神，来敬拜他。
But now, After we sin, we take God off the top.
那当然，因为我们犯罪了以后，我们神就从那个最上面的那个位置就下来。
And this world rises it. The things of the world rise at top.
然后这个世界上的东西反而就在我们的上面。
We start worshiping and serving the things of the world.
我们去已经是反过来。
Right.
在敬拜来崇拜这。
And Romans talks about this, right? We start serving the things that created rather than the Creator Himself.
因为罗马书就有说到，我们现在在侍奉的是侍奉的世界上的人，并不是神当初所创造的。
So we invert this pyramid, which is just the structure.
这一个金字塔，这个三角形，现在已经是倒置了。
Instead of using the things of the world, we now get used by the world. Like the world controls us.
以前就是本来我们就是要掌管这个世界，来使用这个世界的。但是现在是世界在支配我们。
This is the love of money. We start worshiping money.
这个就是当我们在贪钱的时候的这个问题。
It becomes our God.
它成为我们的神。
And we work for money.
那我们工作也是为了钱。
We live for money.
我们为了钱而生活。
We serve money instead of God.
那我们就去侍奉钱，不过来侍奉神。
In fact, we ask God for money.
甚至我们在跟神求的时候也求。Right?
And this is what the false teachers were doing in the first few verses. They were using God for financial gain.
那就是之前讲到这个假教师的这个他们的伎俩，就是他们教导人说，然后到最后就是为了钱。
Right. So the correct view of money, the correct view of the things of the world, is that they're to be used by us. We are the master, they're the servant.
真正的这一个教导是说，我们这一些东西是让我们使用的，他们才是我们的。
And yes, there's value in money, there's value in the things of the world.
那这些就跟我们讲到，就是关于的钱的价值，世界上这些东西的价值。
So we should study, we should work hard, we should make money, so we can control the things of the world,so that they may honor God.
所以我们就说，但我们要勤奋用功。
We should value money. We should work hard. We should study hard.
那我们要知道这个钱的价值，那我们应该能够再用功，让我们能够我们能够勤奋的工作。
But the purpose is not to love money. The purpose is to use money to love God.
那当我们知道这钱的价值的时候，我们并不是说要来很爱、很贪这个钱财，但是我们是反之把它能够用来侍奉神。
And this is why Jesus said, "You can't serve two masters. You can't serve both God and money. There's only one master on top. There's only one on top."
因为就像耶稣所说的，就你不能够同时侍奉两个主人，因为在这一点当中。这钱财有可能能够是在我们之上的。
And this is why the love of money is such a strong idol.
所以这个所谓贪财的这一个是一个很强大的这个。
We need money.
我们很需要。
We need the things that money buys.
我们需要能够那一些钱财能够买得到的东西。
In fact, to be fully worshippers of God, we need to use that money for God.
那我们要完全来侍奉神的时候，我们能够也要用这个钱来，
To worship God properly.We need to use that money, use the things of the world for God's good.
因为当我们要完全能够好好来侍奉神的时候，我们同个时候也需要用到这些东西。
So, it's not that money is bad. Money is good.
那并不是说钱是不好的。
The root of all kinds of evil is the love of money.
那这一些完全的这个根本上所这个万恶的这个根本，就是因为。
The love of all kinds of the money is the root of all kinds of evils when we put money in the place of God.
贪财是万恶之根，所以当我贪恋钱财的时候，如果我们却把这钱财放在神之上
，and then that leads to destruction, that leads to ruin.
那就是因为这样子，让我们去败坏和灭亡。
So, what a man of God.Supposed to do when we're tempted by the love of money.
那一个属神的人，当遇到这个钱财的这个引诱和试探的时候，我们应该怎么办？
Everyone who lives in this world is desires to be rich.
因为我们每一个人活在这世上，都会有这个很想要有钱的这个心。
Go to verse 11.
那我们看第十一节。
But you, men of God, Flee from all these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
十一节说到，但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。你要为真道打那美好的仗，持定永生。你为此被召，也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证。
Flee. What kind of image you have of someone fleeing from danger?
逃避。那你就想这一些当你遇到这一个危险的事情的时候，你怎么样？你就逃避了。
Do you kind of look at it and think?
还是你就看着它？
Maybe I can love money a little bit.
或者你可以说就可能我可以喜欢它那么一丢丢吧。
Maybe I can love a little bit and still love God a little bit.
可能我可以就喜欢它那一丢丢，然后我也喜欢。
That's not the image here, right? The image here is flee from temptation, turn away.
但是保罗不是这么说，保罗说你要逃避。
We can't play with this kind of temptation.
你不能够在这个引诱的这个事情上的时候来和他一起的这个互动。
We have to run the opposite way.
我们必须要就掉头往另外。
Flee from all these and pursue.
然后我们要逃避这些事情上来追求。
Pursue what? Righteousness.
追求什么？就追求公义。
Instead of being greedy for money and causing injustice,We want to be righteous.
以前就是因为贪恋而贪恋钱财而这个犯罪的话，那反而就要我们就要掉头追求公义。
Okay. Instead of being trapped by ungodly ideas, ungodly thoughts of what you do for your neighbors, so that you can take advantage of them.Turn to godliness.
那与其就是去贪恋别人的东西的时候，我们也要掉头而去追求
faith
的这一个属神的事。
Faith. This is where all the difference lies, right? And Paul will develop this later. Faith.
那信心，我们就之前有讲到，就有这个信心的这个保罗有讲到的。
If the world is all there is, if the world is all there is.
那如果这个世上的东西就是
if there is no eternal life, if there is no God, if there is no ultimate justice,
如果这个世界上本来就是没有这个公义也没有永生的话，
then it makes sense to make money your God.
那可能在这一个基本上来说，你追求钱财是可以的。
But faith tells us there's something more.
但是信心告诉我们这一点，在这以上还有。
That when we do God's work, when we sacrifice what God has given us, God will reward us.
因为我们要为神做那更美好的这个牺牲，因为神会给我们这。
Right, take hold of eternal life which you were called when you made your good confession.
因为就像保罗说，持定永生，你为此被召。
Okay, so flee, run away from these things.
所以逃从这些事上。
The other idea he has here is fight, right? Fight the good fight of faith.
另外一个这里说的概念就是要为那真道打那美好的仗。
Sometimes our enemy can outrun us and catch up to us. We must fight.
然后我们的敌人很多时候会追上我们，我们就要打这个仗。
Right, to use your strength to wrestle against these temptations.
要用你的力量来和这个引诱来争斗。
To fight off our enemies. So these aren't the idea is that this love for money is not something we can play with. It's something that we must run away from, and we must fight with our energy and strength.
那我们据我们说这个贪钱的这一个引诱的话，并不是完全我们能够去打得到的。我们必须要逃走。
Now let's go to verse 17.
我们去第十七节。
Instruct those who are rich.In this present world, not to be arrogant nor put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那后赐百物给我们享受的神。
Back in verse 8, Paul said we should be content with food or clothing.
那我们在第八节说到，保罗说，只要有衣有食，就当知足。
But for all of us living here, food and clothing is never something we struggle with, hardly ever.
今天这里所有人，我们当然就是有衣有食，并不是我们在挣扎的事情。
I'm never concerned about the lack of food. What worries I eat too much food.
因为我们甚至我们不用担心我们没有东西吃，而是我们会担心我们吃太多。
And same with clothing, we never worry about not having clothes. We worry about how do other people think of our clothing.
我们也不担心有没有衣服穿，而是我们担心我们今天的衣服穿得好不好看，别人觉得
In fact,
别人觉得怎么样。
With our choice of clothing, we often show how arrogant of a wealth we are.
通过我们的穿着，很多时候都展现出我们自高的这个心态。
Why do we need $5,000 purses? Why do we need $350,000 basketball shoes?
为什么我们需要这个5000块钱的这个包包？我们需不需要这个250块钱的这个篮球鞋
？$2,000 suits.
或者是2000块钱的这个皮衣。
But these aren't things that we need. These aren't things that makes us content. These are things that we use to show off other people or wealth.
这些都不是我们需要的东西，而也不需要当中得到知足，而是我们在展现我们自高。
Do not be arrogant.
所以我们不要自高。
Don't look down on people who have less.
也不要看小那一些看低那一些就是就是比较没有钱的。
And the reason?
那原因呢？
Wealth is uncertain.
因为钱财是很不稳定的。
The very thing we love about money is that it buys us security.
因为我们为什么会那么贪恋钱财，就是因为我们要来交换那个
Even with all the money we can spend today, we want more because we worry about the future.
因为我们今天我们有很多钱，我们今天能够花费，但我们也为了以后我们的未来而担忧。
But it's uncertain; it may go away.
但是它是不稳定的，它可能随时都会走。
And if you live long enough, you will see wealth come and wealth go.
当你活得久的话，你就会看到就这个钱财来了以后，它也走得很快。
But even if wealth stays, even money stays with us, it certainly cannot give you the gain that we most need. It can't give us the security we ultimately desire. Only God could. When God calls us home, it doesn't matter how much money you have. You can pay for the best doctors. But the call of God stands. But if we set our hope on God, That call of God is what we look forward to.
那个神的呼召反而是我们最最期望的。
Money is a false god.
因为钱就是那个假神。
In fact, when we look at the right way, money is something given by God to us.
当我们真正的那个看钱的态度，其实是把钱看成神给我们使用的。
Look at verse 17.
那我们来看第17节。
What kind of God do we trust?
我们今天所信靠的神是怎么样的一个神呢？
It says this, right? But trust on God who richly provides us with all things to enjoy.
只要依靠那赐后赐百物给我们享受的神。
At the beginning, I gave one of the definitions for contentment. Uh, joyfully rest in God's providence.
就是安息在神的供应。
God's providence is this idea that God provides for us.
神的供应就是神所给我的东西。
God gives us what is good.
神提供这个百物，这个好的东西给我们。
He works things out for our good.
他
He works things out. He takes the things that happen around us and somehow make them good for us.
因为神就在通过我们身旁的一些事情上，然后就有一些好处给我们。
It is a trust that God is all powerful.
那并不只是完全说我们信靠我们的神是全能的。
It's not that only He's all powerful. He's also good.
不单单只是相信他是完全有权柄、有大能的，但他也是好的。
And he's good to us.
然后他对我们很好。
So this is the kind of God we can trust more than money.
这就是我们能够比钱财更能够信靠的这样子的一个神。
Okay. So for the rich, how should we enjoy your money?
那对有钱人，我们要怎么样来？使用这个钱财。
Look at verse 18-19.
我看第十八节。
Instruct them to do what is good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and willing to share, storing up treasures for themselves as a good foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of what is truly life.
又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人。为自己积存美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
There's no investment better than to invest in the future.
没有比就投资在我们以后。
And we're not talking about future on earth, we're talking about future in heaven.
那我们要讲到这个未来，而是在我们以后天上接下来的未来。
This is the best possible deal.
因为这个是一个最就是最值得投资。
The idea is that we can trade treasures on earth for treasures in heaven.
因为我们今天所做的这个交易是能够来交换天上的财富。
All of us who have been blessed in wealth on earth can have great wealth in heaven.
因为所以在这世界上，如果你是已经被祝福很多这一个很富有的话，也一样，你可以在天上为你自己记账。
It's kind of like playing a game of Monopoly.
就像我们在玩这个百万富翁。
And at some point, you can have an opportunity to change your millions of dollars of Monopoly money into real money.
你在玩这个游戏
out of the game.
有一个阶段你能够来交换你的这个财富。
You'd be a fool to keep playing the game, but then to cash out.
你如果是那个还在继续把那个钱抱在手上的那一刻，然后你就是一个傻瓜。
Right? Why would you keep millions of dollars of monopoly money when you convert it real money? This is what God is saying here. We can build treasures in heaven, the real currency, with what we have today.
那就像你这样子玩的话，你一定要把它交换成一些这个真正的这个有价值的，就像神一样。
Because just as we came in with nothing, we will leave with nothing. This is guaranteed.
因为我们今天就是白白，我们来到这世界上就是空空的来，我们走的时候也是一样空空的去。
But given this short time on earth, we have a chance to make investments that will change eternity.
那在我们这短暂的世界上的时候，神让我们有这个机会来做这样子的一个投资。
Give generously and take hold of what is truly life.
在行善，甘心施舍。
Okay, Let me jump to the conclusion and just talk a little bit
here.
If I asked you privately, what sins do you struggle with? I think most of us will be honest and say we struggle with pride or anger.
I think most of us will be honest and say we struggle with pride or anger. 然后我们可能很容易生气。
We may admit that we struggle with lust. And people go see pastors about those things. But one thing that Pastor Tim Keller observed is that greed hides itself from the victims. The money God's modus operandi includes blindness to your own heart. I don't have it. I thought I uploaded the wrong version. Sorry. Okay. Greed blinds us. Greed hides itself from the victim.
贪婪, 基本上就让我们盲目, 然后他也会在这个, 他要加害的这个人身上隐藏起来。
The money God's modus operandi includes blindness to your own heart. Nobody knows they're greedy.
因为让你的心盲目, 就是一个, 就是钱财,
If you think of the sins that you pray for forgiveness, the last week, the last month, how many of you ask God to forgive you for being greedy? That's one way greed works. It blinds us. But Jesus preaches far more about money than about greed. He preaches far more against greed than about sex. And almost no one thinks they're guilty of greed. We need to consider if we had this problem. I think often we may say, those people who are more wealthy than we are have problem greed. My boss has a problem greed, but not me. The people on Wall Street have a problem greed, but not me. But if you take a cross-section of the world's population, we make far above what they make. Would they say we are greedy? Okay. So don't let the love of money prevent us from doing good. Look for ways to love your neighbor, use money to do good. Give generously. Get to know people who are truly in need. If you're like me, you don't know anyone truly in need. Maybe we need to go to places where there are people in need. It's like this summer we had a chance to go with some people to Union Gospel Mission to meet people in need, to serve them. Go meet the poor. But don't stop there. Make the poor into your family. This is why God says, right? These are your brothers and sisters in Christ. Give generously to the needy fund in your church. We're responsible for much because God has given us much. Give generously. Give generously to our church's building fund. We talked about this before. Give generously to our church's missionaries.
Give generously to our church's missionaries. 宣教士。
Jean is raising support to go to Boston so she can work with international students there.
最近 Jean 她也在筹款要去波士顿，好让她能够在那里能够
We had the straps working in Zambia, in Africa, fighting against preachers of prosperity gospel. Eric and Deva in Taiwan. They're doing things that are foundational to God's kingdom. You can give them through a church, you can get to them directly. You can convert these treasures you have on earth for God's good. When we give, give thankfully, give with thanksgiving. In fact, not just in giving, in every, all the money we spend, spend with thanksgiving. Do it with reflection and thanksgiving. It's a gift of God every time you pay your bills. Because God is the creator and the giver of all good things. We are in the middle. Creation is given for good. If we don't give with thanksgiving, we start loving the gift more than the giver. Take time out of your life. Consider your bills, and as you write them out, give thanks to God for how you spend it.
花一点时间，就像你在写支票、在付这些账单的时候，你也一边写一边的感恩。
And maybe God will change your priorities.
那可能神就会通过这样子的话来慢慢来改变。
And show you
这个优先性。
Show you that He, the giver of these gifts, is more important than the gifts.
因为在这一点，我们就能够学到，就是我们给的人的这个心是比那个
That the giver of the gift is more important than the gift. And finally, to fight the love of money. Look at 1 Timothy 6:15-16. Look forward to Christ's return. And I will close with this. Look forward to Christ's return, which God will bring about in His own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in an unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To Him be honor and might forever. Amen.
到了日期，那可称颂独有全能的万王之王，万主之主。就是那独一不死，就在人不能靠近的光里，世人未曾看见，也是不能看见的，要将他显明出来。但愿尊贵和荣远的全能都归给他。阿门。